I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, this is Seth from Tree Studio. Today we have a lovely couple we captured in November this year come to our studio to pick up their wedding photo. So we have a chance to discuss their wedding insights and tips based on their wedding journey. Good afternoon, Talisha and Lane.
Kane.
Yeah. Sorry. How are you?
Very nice.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's really good to meet you guys. Thanks for your time to come to our studio. Could you tell us a little bit about your love story and how the wedding day planned out?
Kane and I have been dating for about 10 years now. We've known each other our whole lives.
Yeah.
So I had kind of had a bit planned before Kane proposed, but everything I'd kind of looked through once he did propose, I got some inspiration off Pinterest and Instagram, and then some friends who had got married as well. I drew on what they had put together and kind of went from there.
Yeah. In terms of wedding planning, it could be really overwhelming at the start point. How did you proceed from the start to organize so many things? Like, do you do something like an Excel sheet or something like that?
Yeah.
It was pretty easy for me because I let her do it.
I made a checklist and just listed all the major things, all the things that you have to book well in advance, and made sure that I could get on top of those first, and then the smaller things I went from there, but definitely just making a checklist and
Do you find some checklist templates online or?
I did actually find some online, but then I actually just made my own because I found them a little bit, some of them confusing, or I liked bits from each one and then I just made my own.
Yeah, when I do like a research for that, I realize, it's different.
Definitely. Yeah, always. There's lots out there.
Yeah. For wedding venues, is probably the number one thing on bride's to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you choose your wedding venues? How did you find them? Manong Estate?
Kane's brother actually was the first wedding at Manong Estate in April 2018.
Yeah.
And I loved the venue then. And I looked at a few other wineries, but nothing came close to it. So I asked Kane if we could get married at Mana, and he was more than happy to. So we just went from there. And once we were really settled and we went and had a look and booked that, then that was the most important thing we needed to do.
Yeah, that's very, very nice shot, especially the one from the top.
Yeah, the venue's really amazing. It just speaks for itself. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. Having a perfect wedding dress is every girl's dream. So how did you find out your wedding gowns?
I just thought I didn't really have anything in particular. I thought if I just try on every style or as many styles as I could, and then I found a dress that suited me the best.
So it doesn't have really, you know, any kind of silhouette in your mind originally, like A lines.
Oh, I knew I wanted something fitted.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really sure. I was open to anything. I didn't want to put myself into one dress and then be disappointed.
Yeah.
So I tried on quite a few, and when I found the dress that fitted me and looked the best, I knew. So,
Choosing the right service supplier is crucial for a wedding. So how do you find your wedding service suppliers? For example, like us, the photographers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went to the wedding expo and walked around and obviously got to meet some suppliers there and we gathered a few business cards and things like that. So we did a little bit of research, and then when we came in to meet with William, it was good because he showed us some photos from that Tree Studio had taken, and then we got to get a bit of a vibe of what we would like and things from there.
Yeah.
But other things like our makeup artist, Ebony Mays, she had done one of my good friend's wedding who I was in. Yeah. So I just looked her up and it kind of worked like that. It was good.
Yeah. In terms of wedding photography, so before the wedding, do you have an idea or a clue about like how many photos do you want, or you don't really got that?
In terms of how many photos, no. Yeah. I had no idea. I didn't really know. We just said we wanted
natural.
Yeah.
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 Photos natural, where it doesn't look like you're trying organic, or you have yeah. a smile. So
yeah. 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 Not too much posing, no. cheesy
yeah.
posing.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So basically quantity better than, sorry, quantity better than quality. Quantity.
Yeah, 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 that's right.
Yeah. So when you plan your wedding, find new, fresh inspirations is always something important. So you already mentioned you find some things on Pinterest.
Yeah.
Is there any other like medium you get ideas from?
Or? Even I looked at, because Ma Nong have done a lot more weddings since they opened, I yeah. even looked at photos that they had been posting yeah. and got some ideas from yeah. them. And then our florist as well,
yeah.
Something Bloomed, she has done a yeah. lot of weddings
once
too.
Once you follow them on Instagram, yeah, Facebook,
everything. Start. And yeah. I think just getting that, once you had an idea,
yeah.
you kind of could just find things that you liked.
Yeah. For the future bride who are listening to this podcast, what's your tips or recommendations for them?
Stick or have a checklist
yeah.
and stick to it.
Yeah.
I just go make decisions that you're happy with. Obviously ask for advice,
yeah.
but make sure
yeah.
you discuss the things with your partner and yeah. you both agree
yeah.
rather than involving too many people, and then
yeah.
it becomes much harder to make a decision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
we, yeah,
enjoy the journey.
We always were asking for advice for different things, but at the end of the day, we probably made the decision to each other that we'd take the advice and then use what we wanted, because
mm. yeah.
everyone has a different point of view.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
At the end of the day, yeah. It was our day, so.
But don't let it get overwhelming yeah. because it's
yeah. Don't be a retailer.
No, definitely don't
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Talisha and Kay. You have provided us some really good wedding insights and tips. So here we have it. We really appreciate the time you spent with us with Tree Studio. This is a podcast from Tree Studio. Reach out to us when you have any questions for your wedding. Stay tuned. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.